We are going to continue the hour by talking books. Dakin Campbell is a Chapel Hill resident. He's the chief finance correspondent for Business Insider. He's a business and finance journalist, and he has just put out a new book called Going Public, How Silicon Valley Rebels Loosened Wall Street's Grip on the IPO and Sparked a Revolution. History of the IPO that goes back decades. It's a fantastic book. It's out now. DakinCampbell.com is his website, D-A-K-I-N. And he joins us now in the studio to talk about it. Dakin, thank you so much for being with us today. Good morning.
Thanks for having me.
So tell us about the origin of the project. What got you interested in this particular subject and how it all started?
Yeah, great question. So I was working on WeWork, actually, the big real estate company that didn't do so well back in 2019, and I wrote a big feature for Business Insider that millions of people read, and that led an agent to reach out to me and say, hey, you know, do you want to write about WeWork? And I said, not really, but I do want to write about IPOs because it seems pretty interesting, and lots of companies were going public then, and it was a very exciting time in the markets. And so I worked on a proposal with him over the next 6 or 9 months, and we came up with this book idea and sold it to a publisher.
Awesome. So what is the importance of IPOs to us? Like, someone like me, no economics background at all, what should I know and why is this important to me?
Yeah, so an initial public offering is really the first time that everyday people, the public, can buy stocks in a company. And a stock is really a promise or a contract to get a share of a company's profits. So when companies are private, then venture capitalists, employees, executives own shares in them. But you and I can't. The Securities and Exchange Commission, government regulators really don't let us because they think it's too risky for us. And so an IPO is really the first time that we get a chance to own a stake in some of these really exciting companies.
And the book is about how that whole process has been transformed over the years, really going back to the middle of the 20th century and up to the present day. So how has it transformed and what makes those transformations relevant?
Yeah, so for a long time, it was really an insider's game. Companies would hire investment bankers, and then investment bankers would really apportion the shares to their favorite clients. At least that's what the critics would say. And in 2018, actually, it was that way for about 40 or 50 years. And in 2018, Spotify, the music streaming company, decided that they wanted to do something different. And there are various reasons why they didn't, but, you know, they were sort of sick of this being an insider's game. And so the mechanism that they came up with was really just to directly list the shares on an exchange. So instead of sort of handing them to investment bankers who would then hand them to their best clients, Spotify took the shares, put them directly on the exchange where you and I and the banker's best clients could all buy the shares at the same time. And so in that way, it was sort of democratizing of the process and really including you and me and anybody who wanted to buy into Spotify's story at the very beginning.
Advantages or disadvantages to that?
Yeah, so you know, the disadvantages are easier, and so I'll take them off the table first. Spotify couldn't raise new money. So typically companies sell shares to us in an IPO. They're raising new money that they can put into R&D, hire employees, things like that. The mechanism that Spotify came up with didn't allow them to do that. So they took sort of just existing shares that were already owned by employees and investors and sold those. The advantage is you're really letting the market price the shares. So when it's an insider's game, you've sort of just got the investment banker's best clients coming up with the price for the stock.
That was the fascinating thing to me in those early chapters, like just the guessing game-ness of it all. Like that was odd to me.
Yes, and you know, investment bankers will tell you, and there is some truth to this, that you know, they're experts, mm-hmm. and that their job is to sort of come up with an educated guess for what this price, what this company could be valued at. But really, there's no better expert than the markets. I mean, it's as many people as possible coming in to buy and sell securities. And so you're really getting as many opinions as you possibly can, weighing in on what the value of the company is. So that was the real value for Spotify. By listing it directly on the exchange, you get as many opinions sort of coalescing around what the company's value is. And in that way, they got a very high price.
Speaking with Dakin Campbell, the author of Going Public, How Silicon Valley Rebels Loosened Wall Street's Grip on the IPO and Sparked a Revolution, out now. And it's a book about the history of the way the IPO as a process has transformed over the last few decades, but you really focus a lot of attention on the people behind it. So who are some of the most interesting people that you encountered?
Yeah, that's a great question. And I mean, one of the things when you're writing about a market that's esoteric or that a lot of people don't know about, you really want to focus on the people, and we're all interested in people. And so, you know, a few of the characters that really stood out to me is, one, the CFO of Spotify, the guy sort of who came up with this new way of doing things, is named Barry McCarthy. You know, really very interesting, longtime investment banker, actually, but a real student of the financial markets, and somebody who really had the self-confidence and the courage to try something new. You know, a quick aside, Barry McCarthy was the CFO of Netflix before he joined Spotify. He's now the CEO of Peloton. So he's a guy who's in the news a lot, not always for the right reasons. Peloton is having some struggles, but a very good executive.
That's really just Sex and the City's fault.
Right. Yeah. Yes, exactly. That started it all. another one is the venture capitalist Bill Gurley. Mm-hmm. He made big investments in companies like Uber or OpenTable or Zillow. He was early backers at all of them. And Bill Gurley didn't really come up with this new way, but he had a large platform, a large following on Twitter and, you know, cable news. And so after Barry McCarthy and Spotify did this new way of listing shares, Bill Gurley really sort of took it on himself and trumpeted the advantages of this. And because he's so well respected, he's also very tall. He's 6'9" and played college basketball. You know, he was able to really advance the conversation quite a bit.
Going into a project like this, you got to have a lot of background knowledge, but you learn a lot along the way. What is the one thing that you learned that stuck with you the most interesting thing?
You know, I guess the thing I didn't realize going into it was how the investment bankers and their clients really came up with these with the prices for companies. And so one of the things I tried to figure out was, is this really an insider's game, or is this just critics talking about it? I really was able to reconstruct a lot of these meetings and a lot of sort of board conversations. And what I realized is that actually it is. Mm-hmm. But it felt good to sort of be able to go in with an open mind, being willing to sort of have, you know, my mind change, but really coming to the same conclusion that other people had, but through research and evidence and through talking to a lot of people.
Where do you see the IPO going in the future?
That's a very good question. I mean, when I was talking to people about all these new things that Spotify and others had done since them, everybody said, you know, when the markets are up, people will do these things. But when the markets are down, everybody's going to do the traditional, go back to the traditional process because they're going to be scared. They're not going to want to take risk. And so we haven't seen an IPO in a big tech IPO in months and months. We're sort of in the longest drought since 2002, which is a long time. And so there's a real question about whether we're going to continue to see innovation And more changes to the process. And I would like to think that we will. I'd like to think that enough has changed in the last couple years, but I think it remains to be seen. We'll have to see a bunch of deals come to market in 2023, I guess, before we can sort of come to a conclusion that actually these do look different than they have in the past. And so things really have changed for the better permanently. Or if we see a bunch that, that are sort of the traditional way of doing things, or they roll back some of these changes, then that will sort of, you know, some of the critics will be proven right, I guess, that people will go back to safety.
Speaking with Dakin Campbell, got to wrap up this conversation as we do. Anything else folks should know about the book or where they can get it?
Yeah, no, it's on Amazon and Flyleaf has it for sale. I'll be doing a reading actually at Flyleaf in early November. So come check that out and find me at DakinCampbell.com.
Again, DakinCampbell.com, the website, DAKIN. We'll have a link to that up on our website, chapelboro.com as well. The book is Going Public, How Silicon Valley Rebels Loosened Wall Street's Grip on the IPO and Sparked a Revolution. Dakin, thank you so much for being with us today.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Aaron. This was fun.